Some breaking news out of Florida today. Governor Ron DeSantis has changed his mind and now says he will issue a stay-at-home order for the entire state. Here he is speaking this afternoon.
I'm going to be doing an executive order today directing all Floridians to limit movements and personal interactions outside the home to only those necessary to obtain or provide essential services or conduct essential activities.
That comes after many local officials who had put in place orders on their own pressured the governor to shut down the state. And as Florida sees nearly 7,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 concentrated heavily in South Florida. Katie Switalski is a reporter with WLRN in Miami and joins us now. Katie, the governor had resisted doing this. Why did he change his mind?
So he said he saw somewhat of a national pause, and he spoke with President Trump this morning, and our Governor Ron DeSantis said after that conversation and hearing the president and the CDC, you know, extending these recommendations for 30 days, he saw that as a you know, as he put it, a national pause, this way to sort of, okay, the whole country's doing it. We have to do it now.
And how strict is it going to be in Florida?
So the order recently came out, and it still means that people can go to worship services. They can go outside of their homes to exercise. You can bike, you can run, you can walk around your neighborhood. But it's really encouraging people to not do anything other than essential errands. And those would be like getting groceries, going to a pharmacy, taking care of your pet or a loved one that's dependent on you.
But they can go to worship services, which presumably would have a lot of people sitting near each other. Now, governors across the country are saying it's been chaotic trying to get medical equipment from the national stockpile. But Florida has gotten everything it has asked for so far. Why is that?
So Governor Ron DeSantis has a really close political relationship with President Trump. They're political allies. They've been working together on this, and our governor has said he's been in constant contact with the White House Coronavirus Task Force. And DeSantis has also been instructing our emergency management director to look at private vendors, especially when it comes to things like ventilators. When it comes to medicine, the governor has used close political ties to get shipments of this hydrochloroquine potential treatment from an Israeli pharmaceutical company, Teva.
Katie, let me just ask you one more thing. We've been watching the cruise ships. Yesterday, we talked about the Holland America cruise ship at sea that's hoping to dock in South Florida as soon as today. Four passengers have died on that ship. The governor doesn't want it coming ashore. Do we know anything more, just briefly?
So the U.S. Coast Guard has directed all cruise ships to stay at sea and sort of to prepare their passengers on board to be sequestered indefinitely and treat any sick passengers on board or get them to countries, like medevac them off the ship. And that is new. Our local officials in Broward County had been debating for hours yesterday whether or not to let some ships dock in Port Everglades. And the county on a local level was very frustrated that was left to them without federal guidance.
That is Katie Switalski at WLRN in Miami. Katie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.